letter from Brazil. So this letter comes from a student in a school in a prison in Rio de Janeiro that's known as Bangu. It's a really, really awful, overcrowded prison. There are almost 30,000 people in it, which is a number that I can't even wrap my brain around. And when I visited there, I still couldn't wrap my brain around the idea of basically a village inside a prison. It's a big complex. And I was there to talk with universities and with the Department of Corrections there about the possibility of starting a Brazilian prison-to-college pipeline program. There are actually thousands and thousands of people incarcerated in Brazil who are eligible for this, which surprised many people. A lot of times people think, people in prison are uneducated and illiterate. Not the case. When we looked at the data, there were actually, again, thousands of students who would be university eligible. And those conversations, we're still having them, and we hope to still see it happen. But this is a letter of inspiration that people are still learning, even in this country, which has the fastest rising prison population in the Americas, Brazil. It's up to 1 million people, close to 1 million people, rather, incarcerated there.